Paradise's compound was located in the most affluent area of Down Here. Hell, Paradise's compound was the most affluent area of Down Here. It stood behind a set of tall gates, guarded by a couple of mean-looking gomos. With their leathery hide, sledgehammer fists, and venomous bite, gomos were in high demand in the security sector, galaxy-wide. They didn't come cheap, and were usually reserved for up-close bodyguard duties. Having one on gate duty was unusual. Having two was unheard of. But then, Paradise never was one for convention.
"Nice place," said Ollie,
peering out through the windshield at the palatial building beyond the fence.
"Is this where your friend lives?"
Dan checked his gun's battery pack, nodded once, then slammed it back into the grip.
"She isn't my friend," he said.
"Want me to come?"
Ollie offered.
No, I do not," said Dan.
He tugged on the seatbelt to make sure it was still keeping her trapped, rummaged in the glove box for a parking token, then reached for the door handle. He hesitated then. This wasn't like the bars, where he knew he'd be coming back out again. He had no idea what was going to happen in there. Paradise didn't like visitors, especially those who turned up unannounced. He unfastened Ollie's belt, and it whipped across her as it withdrew. Now free, she stretched her arms and jiggled her legs. She also opened and closed her mouth a few times, even though she'd been perfectly able to move that any time she liked, and had been doing on a near-constant basis throughout the entire journey.
"If I don't come back, go see Nedron. He'll help you out."
Ollie's gaze went from Dan to the compound.
"You're thinking of moving in?"
Dan frowned.
"What?"
"You're moving in there?" said Ollie. "I mean, I guess I don't blame you. It looks very nice. I just thought..."
"No, I'm not moving in. I mean, she might kill me," said Dan.
Oh, gotcha,"
Ollie nodded.
"But I thought you were already dead."
Dan reached for the handle again.
"I can always get deader," he said.
Then he left the car and threw the door closed behind him.
"Okay, then be careful," Ollie called through the glass. "I'll just wait here."
Dan was almost at the gate when a thought struck her.
"I don't know where Nedron lives," she shouted.
But if Dan heard her, he didn't let on. The gomos had already been standing at a sort of attentive slouch when the Exodus had pulled up along the street, but as Dan drew closer, he could see them both stiffening, their muscles tensing beneath their impeccably tailored suits. Neither of the creatures carried a weapon. When you were 8 feet tall, with scales, horns, and a lethally toxic overbite, weapons were largely unnecessary. A raised eyebrow was often forceful enough to send any would-be attackers packing. Dan's gun was in its holster, but unfastened. Paradise wouldn't be happy if he killed any of her underlings, and a stun shot would do nothing against these guys. Fortunately, Mindy had a few other tricks up her barrel he could call on if needed. He watched the gomos flick their tongues across their teeth, their eyes narrowing and fists clenching as Dan approached.
Yeah, those tricks of Mindy's would definitely be needed. But not yet.
"Catch," he said, flicking the parking token towards the first gomo. Its eyes followed the flash of silver, its head tilting back as the token flipped higher and higher. They were tough, yes. But smart? No, not really. Dan drove a fist into the gomo's exposed throat, then followed up with a thunderous knee to its groin. He finished with a powerful right cross to the thing's jaw as it slumped to its knees, vomited up its breakfast, and fervently regretted not having been born a woman.